From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting.
I shouldn't be going through this. It's my school. Like, this is my daily life. I shouldn't have to feel like that. And I feel scared to even go back.
But it has happened. Again, Dakota Schrader, a 10th grader at Santa Fe High School near Houston, Texas, as she describes what she heard at the onset of yet another American tragedy.
I didn't see anything. I just heard the alarms and everybody ran out.
Yelling, run, run.
At first, you know, all we heard was run, run. And next thing you know, we hear boom, boom, boom. And then everybody just started running, try to make it to the safest place I could as fast as I can.
As many as 10 have been reported killed, most students and one teacher. A law enforcement official identified the shooting suspect as 17-year-old junior Demetrios Pagortsis. Another individual also believed to be a student of the school was detained as a person of interest. Police have reported explosives in the building and in nearby areas. United Nations Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad al-Hussein spoke at a special session of the UN Human Rights Council that could establish a commission of inquiry into the violence along the Gaza border that escalated this week, leaving more than 60 people dead and 2,700 injured.
Although some of the demonstrators threw Molotov cocktails, used slingshots to throw stones, flew burning kites into Israel, and attempted to use wire cutters against the two fences between Gaza and Israel, these actions alone do not appear to constitute the imminent threat to life or deadly injury which could justify the use of lethal force.
This is VOA News. The World Health Organization warns the Ebola outbreak in the northwestern Democratic Republic of Congo poses a very high public risk, but does not constitute a public health emergency of international concern, even if a few cases have been detected in the large urban area of Bandaka. 25 deaths have been reported from the outbreak, including 3 health workers. Lisa Schlein reports from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports that 14 of the 45 suspected cases of the disease have been confirmed as Ebola. The bar for declaring this fatal disease an international health emergency has not been met for now. But the chairman of the WHO Emergency Committee, Robert Steffen, says this could change as the virus is no longer contained in the remote area of Bikoro, where it was first discovered on May 8th.
The risk is of international spread is particularly great, because the city of Mbandaka is in proximity of the Congo River.
WHO warns the Ebola virus could spread to 9 countries neighboring DRC. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Now, Steffen says this immediate response bodes well for bringing the situation under control. Another cause for optimism, he says, is the availability of an experimental vaccine which appears to provide protection against the deadly virus. He says 4,000 doses of the vaccine have arrived in the DRC, and vaccinations of health workers and other vulnerable people will begin on Monday. Sergei Skripal, a former Russian spy poisoned by a nerve agent, has been discharged from the hospital. Reuters' Julian Satterwhite has more.
The 66-year-old was found collapsed on a bench on March 4th in the southern English city of Salisbury, along with his daughter. The Skripals were in critical condition for weeks, and it was feared that they might have suffered brain damage. Britain and international chemical weapons inspectors have said the pair were poisoned with Novichok. That's a deadly group of nerve agents developed by the Soviet military in the 1970s and 80s. Britain has accused Russia of being behind the attack.
And that was Reuters' Julian Satterwhite reporting. He also reports Russia denies any involvement. U.S. President Trump is advancing an unverified theory circulating among conservatives that the Justice Department planted a spy in his 2016 campaign. Also, Kensington Palace says Prince Charles will walk Meghan Markle down the aisle at the royal wedding. Historian Robert Lacey says Meghan Markle may feel honored that the next in line to the British throne will walk her tomorrow. Markle appealed for people to give her father the space he needs to focus on his health amid reports that he's had a heart procedure. Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.